Is everyone signed in? We're two people short of quorum. Anyone here who has not signed in? I've been told it's a torrential downpour, so let's wait a few more minutes. What we can do without quorum is, are there any announcements? Come to the mics. Do the announcements now. That's 30.
I would like to invite everybody to Damn Yankees. It's a musical that's being performed this weekend at Goldstein Theater. It's a wonderful, wonderful musical. There's a performance tonight. Saturday, there are two shows, Friday at 7, Saturday at 2 and 8, and then also a Sunday matinee. So if you can come, please join us. Sorry, and I'm Edison Weeks with the Department of Drama, Theater, and Dance.
And the name of the show?
It's the musical Damn Yankees. There are a lot of innuendos, but just like Bugs Bunny had a lot of innuendos, yeah.
Okay, while we're waiting, I have an announcement. Yesterday, Middle States left the campus, and I'm sure everyone knows now, but like Ralphie in Christmas Story, we got an A plus, 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 plus. Wow, that was really great. Now, I have to tell you that A++++ did not come easy. We had to do a lot of work for it over the last 2 years. A lot of the committees, and I know I was on one of them, it was a lot of work involved, but I do want to thank all the committee people, and I especially want to give thanks to the provost office, the people that were working out of that office, and I see one of them right here, Steve Schwartz. Right behind Steve, a few rows back, is Chris Vickery. Tony Gonzalez is not here today. He's not a senator, but he was one of the three, the triumvirate, that started way back 2 years ago as we were preparing for this Middle States visit. So Tony was a very important person. Another person, too, that's not here, she came towards the half, 50, 60% area, and that was Cheryl Littman. And I know Cheryl's expertise with assessment was especially important, and she added that at a time when we were looking for it, and that really helped with the Middle States report. There's one other name I want to mention, but before I say that, we have one more person we need for quorum. So I just want to tell you, I don't know if you know this, Belmont Park, one of the major racing attractions in the United States, is only about 8 miles from here. So that is very interesting. You should know that. And you're going to say, well, why am I talking about Belmont Park? I am not a gambler. I'm not a smoker. Those are two vices that are absolutely not in my repertoire. So don't worry about that. I'm not plugging Belmont Park for that. But I do know from people that go there, I hear, and they tell me, they say, oh, the speed of the leader determines the pace of the pack. And I said, wow, Belmont Park, if I were a gambler, that's good to know. Well, I'm not a gambler. As I said, I work here at Queens College, and I'm going to say, don't bet on Secretariat, but if there's one leader that you should definitely bet on, it's Presidentiat, and one of the persons that really helped a lot with this Middle States report is sitting up there in the back. That's President Matos.
I've been called many things in my career, being compared to a horse. It's a new one. I do hope we get that one person quorum back so we can get back into the regular order of business. But again, I want to thank the entire college community. We show our stuff, and it was a review as it's supposed to be. We got some good feedback. We learned something about ways that we can improve. We show all the good things that we do. Clearly, the leadership of our provost was key, so I also want to make sure that we give a big shout out. I'm not going to make any comparisons. I think Betsy is good in human terms, but as a total team effort, and you should all know that in some of the gatherings where Manny had to be there sort of representing the Senate, he did it with the usual distinction and honor and good humor that characterizes him, so the Senate was well represented in the entire process. So thank you, Manny.
I don't know if you heard Dave Fields ask me which end of the horse. Well, I said, of course, the most intelligent end. The horse is one of the most intelligent animals that interacts with humans. So to be compared with a horse, I would say, hey, there you go. Did that get us the extra quorum person?
31.
We got one short. We're still one short. Wow, if this were the Roman Senate talking about horses, I guess Caligula's horse could apply as one of the senators.
That's why we're waiting for them.
Any other announcements? We have. Oh. We should be getting a few students now that are getting out of 4 o'clock classes. Yeah, we've called a few.
Thank you.
Okay, we have quorum. Let's get started. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Any changes, amendments, deletions, additions?
Amendment to the agenda, Committee on Athletic Policy for new business A.
Any objections? Okay, seeing none, then let's vote on the approval of the agenda with the addition of item 7A, Committee on Athletic Policy. All in favor? Opposed? None. Abstentions? None. Carries. Approval of the Senate meetings of minutes of March 16th. Okay, all in favor? Opposed? None. Abstentions? None. Motion carries. We've already done announcements, or since they were so good, should we repeat them again? There are no special motions. Let's go to committee reports. First one is the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee.
For the minutes of March 16, 2017, there is one adjustment that I'd like to make, and that is on page 2, item 1A. The director of the Women and Gender Studies Program and their advisory board would prefer the title of WGS 250 to be Global Feminisms rather than Feminisms Around the Globe.
Editorial. Okay, we'll consider that an editorial correction.
Okay. Other than that, move unanimous consent.
Any objections to unanimous consent? All right, seeing none, motion is approved. Graduate Curriculum Committee.
I move the minutes of March 15th and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections?
No objection, but is there a representative of the TYS in the room that can ask a question on it? I had a question about the SDYS course manager, new course.
Any other objections? All right, seeing none then, all in favor? No objections, it's approved. Okay. Nominating committee report.
Hi, Sarah Wolf, on behalf of Marion Fish, who asks that the folks listed in the positions on the handout in your packet be approved with unanimous consent for the vacant positions. Do I need to read these?
Any objections to unanimous consent? All right, seeing none, motion carries. Next item on the agenda is Governance Committee, item D.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I rise for the Governance Committee. We have a number of items today to bring to the Senate. The first are the charter amendments. There are two items under the charter amendment. The first one is to realign the student seats in the Academic Senate. Since we haven't had an ACE or graduate student appear in the Senate for some years now, we're just moving those to be at large seats. So I move to reallocate student membership in the Senate to allow for full representation. It's an amendment to Section 2. And I move unanimous consent for the resolution.
Objections?
Yes. I have more of a question than an objection. I'm a little concerned. I understand that there have been no graduate students, but we solved that for the adjunct faculty by saying above it, if no adjunct faculty member runs for the seat, it will be filled by a member of a full-time faculty. Could we not phrase it similarly for graduate students, since there is a change going on in this school right now? We no longer have a dean of graduate studies. There might be questions that arise, and then the graduate students would have no possibility for representation.
Well, they can. What this does is, since no graduate student has run, and we actually did what you suggested last time around, which is why we're back this time, because it had no effect. We left the graduate seat in on the assumption, and the ACE seat in on the assumption someone would run. So now a couple of years have gone by and no one's run. This doesn't preclude graduate students or ACE students from running, because they become college-wide at large, not undergraduate at large, which means that not only can ACE or graduate students run for those seats, they can now run for all the seats that are at large. So it opens the category up for everybody.
Okay.
Further discussion?
Unanimous consent. Objection.
No objections to unanimous consent. Okay, seeing none, that passes.
The next one has to do with the search for executives at the college. Some years ago, the Academic Senate brought forth, back in the 1970s, a notion that the Academic Senate would have some role in the selection of deans on the Queens College campus. And the Senate adopted that resolution. There was some discussion at the time whether to include the provost in that process, and the provost was not included. Then around 1989, the Senate again revisited that issue and brought to the floor a full-fledged version of searching for the provost, which the Senate adopted, but the Board of Trustees rejected. So the Governance Committee now, in working this again, has worked with the President, because anything to go to the Board is going to need both the request of the Senate and the approval of the President. So for the first time in the history at Queens, the current President is amenable to having the Senate involved in a search. It's not exactly the same search process for the other deans, but it will give the Senate for the first time some say in who gets on the search committee for provost. You can see the language. It basically is that gives the Senate elects or nominates four candidates to students and faculty to the Senate, from the Senate to the President. The President can choose as many of that, or at least two, but up to four, for each students and faculty, or ask the Senate for more nominees. Ultimately, it's still the President's committee, but more likely than not, having basically nominated eight students and eight faculty, it's more likely than not that the members of the Senate will have seats on the search committee for provost, or there'll be a lot of angry people who are turned down, but still, it's more likely than not. So this is a big step for the Senate, and I'm going to move unanimous consent for the charter amendment in a moment. There's also another, a couple other issues. We add the chief librarian to the search process, and we also take out the five-year review, because under the original time when this was adopted, there was no executive pay plan. Now when they an executive is appointed, it's basically they serve at the pleasure of, and the Senate had a lot of trouble getting people on the review committees. They couldn't staff them, and the review committees no longer have the authority in any event. So we took out the review committee, but we redoubled our effort on the search committees. So I'm moving unanimous consent for the second charter amendment.
Any objections to unanimous consent?
Again, this is more of a question than an objection. I just... Sure. You've sort of grouped them together with some changes about the deans, and in, you don't have page numbers, but 3.2, you change the term dean in the above section refers to all full academic divisional deans. Mm-hmm. By doing so, you are excluding any new deans that might be created that might not be divisional deans. It's been over the course of the 21 years I've been here, we have occasionally had other deans who have played, had academic roles and have not come under this review committee. Then we had some that did. This narrows it somewhat. Would it be possible to remove the word divisional, or is there a reason why it has to be there?
It's to make it more realistic, because many of the deans are not being searched through the Senate, and so in going back and forth with the college to try to get us involved in the provost search, we narrowed it down a little bit because the other deans we weren't searching for anyway, and it was difficult. So years ago, for instance, we searched for the dean of students, but the college then renamed it vice president for student affairs. So rather than go back and forth over those kind of things, and maybe there'll be an assistant vice president, the real issue here is the academic input for the Academic Senate. And the divisional deans are the deans that are the ones that really run the school and run the departments. So that's where we're putting our focus, given the limited ability we have to make lots of search committees.
Well, we have had deans here that have had academic roles that have been appointed, and that's what I'm thinking of.
But all we've ever searched for are actually divisional deans. So you could have read it differently, but the college never did. So I'm bringing it into what is in fact reality.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Okay, we have unanimous consent on the floor. I just want to remind everyone, all the charter amendments, even though they're passed here by two-thirds vote, still have to go to the Board of Trustees, and nothing we do today, whether it's charter or bylaws, will take effect until the fall semester. So unanimous consent. Any objections? Okay, then the charter amendments passed by unanimous consent.
Right. One slight correction. When we adopt a bylaw, it becomes immediately effective. When we adopt a charter amendment, that has to go to the board. So I'm now bringing before the body a series of bylaw amendments. These are mostly technical things. In other words, for many years we have a lot of changes in the administration. So what we've done is bringing up mostly the ex officio non-voting seats on the various committees. We're bringing those up to date and matching them with the actuality. We also put in some of the administrative requirements that our Scholastic Standards Committee, both the graduate and undergraduate scholastic standards in terms of the executive officer. These are things that have been done. And we have changed the library committee to the technology committee since everything is based on technology now. So these are more technical amendments, and I move unanimous consent for the bylaw changes.
Discussion. Okay, if there's no discussion, then it's approved by unanimous consent.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
There is no old business. Under new business 7A is the Committee on Athletic Policy. We have the names of three student athletes, and let me bring those up.
Anonymous consent.
Okay, the request for unanimous consent. Any objections? None. All right, the motion passes. Any other new business?
Motion.
All right, thank you very much, and thank you for the delay.
Took us 10 months, right?
By one vote.
Well, no. I saw more people voting for this charter amendment than I ever saw. They were all over voting for this.